through the list here during our 9:05 newscast here today. Your forecast from the TV 13 weather team calling for partly sunny conditions later, breezy all day with a high of 84. Coffee County has now announced a burn ban here for activities today. We do have showers and thunderstorms that will be likely this really overnight time period. That's all to the time period we're looking for the possibility of severe weather with a low of 62. Thunderstorm chances gradually come to an end tomorrow with an afternoon high of 80.
Right now, cloud cover and 68 here, KVOE Live.
And local.
And I stole your thunder there, didn't I, Chuck?
That's all right. You're okay.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Pleased to have with us here on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, our Newsmaker 3 guest, Roxanne Van Gundy, Lyon County Emergency Communications Director.
Roxanne, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, guys. How's it going?
We're doing all right so far. So we're officially launching Telecommunicator Week. So we wanted to bring you in, obviously, and highlight the work that your guys are doing here on a daily basis, on a shift-per-shift basis. And it really doesn't matter what's happening. You guys always seem to be busy.
Always. Always. Keeps us out of trouble.
Yeah. That's
no
one way
problem
to put it.
With that.
Yeah, we're pretty busy, especially kind of sunsetting into fire season. We've been rocking pretty hard the last couple of months, so it's always nice to kind of end it with Telecommunicator Week and go into summer on a really good note.
Do you have any idea how many calls that you're handling on a daily basis, specifically with this run of fire season?
You know, to be honest, Chuck, we've been training quite a few new people, and I haven't really checked, but they have had, just in the last couple of weeks, several days where it's been... Yeah. It's been pretty difficult, so I know they've been really, really, really tested.
Well, we're highlighting the work of emergency dispatch here during National Telecommunicator Week here this week, and we've talked in you know past interviews just what got you started on being an emergency mm-hmm. dispatcher and really the reward that you get from being in the emergency dispatch side of things and now leading the department for the last several years, but really. How vital is the work of emergency dispatch, regardless of the level of situation that you guys are dealing with?
Well, I mean, it's huge, Chuck, because like we've always talked about in the past, every bad day starts here. You know, every time you see a fire truck or you see a police officer or you write a bad story, you know, that's happened that's terrible or great or whatever, it all starts here. We dispatch for every public safety agency in the county, as well as ESU. So we have a lot of irons in the fire, and I truly believe, you know, I was recently just elected to a national board for 911, and something that I talked about a lot is that I truly believe the emergency response system wouldn't work as well as it did if we didn't have quality dispatchers that were taking these calls and getting the appropriate help to folks. And really giving that care in between from when the person calls us to when somebody gets on scene. I think it's so important that it's now taken notice of our federal government, and our government is trying to reclassify us as first responders and protective service. So I think it's starting to catch fire that, you know, these heroes, these unseen heroes are really, really important to our safety and to making our areas and our communities all work seamlessly. So, really important.
Yeah, as far as your team of dispatchers, how many do you have here in Lyon County, Roxanne?
So, I have 18 people under me currently. We have two spaces that are open. We just don't quite have enough trainers to hire for two more, but we're getting pretty close, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, that's a pretty good number because if people have heard Roxanne before. She's went into the extensive training that goes in to being a dispatcher. That takes a while, doesn't it?
It's almost a year, to be honest, Ron. So, you know, we started out with about 9 people. So, I mean, to have 10 more on top of that, it did take us a long time to get there. But, you know, it takes a lot of investment to get somebody from the beginning to the finish line. And, you know, we're starting to see from COVID, we had quite a lull in hiring and finding the right people. We're starting to see that kind of kick up a little bit. So we're getting some good folks in the door, and I feel really positive about our future.
You know, one of the things that really has been part of our conversation in interviews past, I'm going to bring it back up again, is really the mental health side of things, too, because,
yeah.
And it's not just for the people on the other side of the line, it's for you and for your dispatchers, because, I mean, there are some cases where, I mean, it's just as simple as trying to get, you know, person, you know, like an officer, getting them to an animal call or something like that. And then, as you know, we had a wreck, we had several grass fires here this weekend, and then you have the really high level stuff that happens periodically, and obviously with no notice. So you know, thankfully you're getting the national recognition now. We're starting to see more and more you know, of the reality TV shows, which are starting to focus in on the emergency dispatch side of things. But you guys have still got to separate from some of those really high impact calls to, you know, get right for the next call, because you don't have a whole lot of time, a lot of times, from significant call to significant call.
Exactly. You know, I've heard a stat over the last year that really has got me thinking a lot about that exact topic, is that normal people who don't work in public safety related jobs maybe experience 1 to 2, maybe 5, if they have a really difficult life, traumatic events in their lifetime. Public safety, telecommunicators, law enforcement, fire, they experience hundreds, thousands, if they've been in the profession long enough, and maybe they're in a high call volume area. So if you really think about that, your average person is only experiencing a handful of traumas in their life, and public safety members are experiencing hundreds. You know, that has an impact. And, you know, something that I've really tried to do since I've led this agency is we talk about that. You know, humans have feelings, and if you're upset about that call, then we're going to talk through that, and we're going to be with you while you process that. I'm not going to expect you to stuff that down and move on to the next thing, because human hearts have feelings. And I didn't always grow up in that mentality in dispatch. So I just really want all of my folks and everybody around us to know that, you know, it's okay to not be okay. And, you know, there's a lot of support and a lot of help for us now that we didn't have in the early years. So, you know, I really encourage them to take part in that and grow a support system and make sure they access all of the benefits that the county provides us, because we want them to take care of their brains just like we want them to take care of their health. It's the same thing.
And then you also have, you know, the vital support here from your partners, the ones that actually go in the field, law enforcement, emergency response, and even you can use government, city and county government there as well.
Sure, absolutely. And you know, I've always said, Chuck, we're really lucky because, you know, there's a lot of centers out there that don't get the same respect that we have from our partners and from our city and county government. You know, we've always been supported. And, you know, one of the great parts, the even better part of living in Lyon County is how much community support we have. People don't forget we're here, and that means so much when times are hard and we have, you know, high call volumes and things are tough. We know our community supports us because time and time again, they show us that. So,
outstanding. Well, we want to say, kind of give our salute here too.
Yeah, thank you.
For emergency dispatchers.
Thank you.
Because people, even, you know, I've been in this side of things for 20 plus years, and I don't really recognize all of the things that you guys do, you know. And that's, you know, talking with you. My brother's an emergency dispatcher up in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's work that is yeoman's work. And the role that you guys play in making sure that everybody comes out of situations as well as possibly can, is, it can't be understated.
Well, thank you, Chuck. Truly, it's the best job I ever had. So,
well, thanks for all you do, Roxanne. Thanks to you and your team.
Thanks for your team.
Thank you, guys.
Have a
good morning.
Day. All right, Roxanne Van Gundy joining us here this morning on our Newsmaker 3. Chuck?
Okay, tomorrow we've got the monthly showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson-Harder. That'll be at 8:20. That means the Newsmaker 2 goes to 8:45. Stephanie Anderson joins us to talk about the upcoming Crosswinds Stand Up the Stigma comedy event in early May.
KVLE, good morning. It's 9:03.
Hi, this is Congressman Jake LaTurner. It's an honor to represent Kansas families.